from the World Economic Forum, they're saying it could take 202 years, according to a 2018 Global Gender Gap Report. For the gender gap to narrow.
What?
But there's still a long way to go before parity is reached.
Now, wait a minute. 200 and plus years before women are making equal wages with men?
That's according to a global gender report.
Are you sure from the 1800s?
I know. Isn't this sad? But we're talking globally. Okay, so that's huge globally. That's not just our country. That's
right.
Just not the United States.
Okay,
that's globally.
It.
But still, nevertheless, we want women all over the globe, all of you, all of us, to have equality and the pay gap and so on and so forth. So
absolutely,
for economic equality between men and women to be achieved all over the world. Okay, this report benchmarks how countries perform across four dimensions, and that is economic participation and opportunity, mm-hmm. educational attainment, mm-hmm. health and survival, and political empowerment.
That brings to mind a lot of questions. If I could just interrupt for a second, is one of the major reasons in other countries that women are not making equal money because they haven't had the educational opportunity?
Absolutely. I'll get more into that a little bit further down the road, but absolutely. So that's why you see the 202 years mm-hmm. or plus 200 years.
I see.
Because
I get it now.
In some other countries, for women to get the education, it's just not there for them mm-hmm. like it is for us here. So also we know societies cannot afford to lose out on the skills, the ideas, and the perspective of half of humanity.
That's right. We're half of humanity.
Right. So
That's a great point.
As a country, as a globe, we cannot lose out on half or over half of all this talent of ideas and skills and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So the progress has been slow. And this World Economic Forum defines economic participation and opportunity quality using four different measures as well. Labor force participation, mm-hmm. wage equality for similar work, estimated earned income, and the percentage of women in management and leadership positions, and the percentages of women in professional and technical fields as well. So the forum cites factors contributing to this gap is the lack of leadership opportunities available to women. Across 29 countries that provide data on unpaid labor, women on average spend twice as much time as men doing work that is unpaid. So that's across 29 countries. If you can,
unpaid?
You know, yes. Women spend double the amount of time men do and doing work that they're not paid.
Wow.
So that, you know, hence that. So I just wanted to start out with a little couple of statistics to get us going, and that'll help. So because the gender gap is a result of many factors, including, as we talked about, occupational segregation, biased against working mothers, direct pay discrimination, racial biases, disabilities, access to education, which you talked about, Paula, mm-hmm. all of these, and even age comes into play. Women earnings as a percentage of a white male earnings. So Hispanic or Latina woman would earn 53% or 53 cents on the dollar. And Black or African American women earn 61% or 61 cents on a dollar.
Mm.
Where white women... This study was actually done, or these numbers were taken in 2017. It says white women were 77%, but now it's known as to be 80% on a dollar. Actually, I have good news for us. For those of us here in California, we're actually higher than 80% on the dollar, or 80 cents on the dollar, mm-hmm. which is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a little bit different. Asian women, they earn 85%, so that means 85 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
They're actually high. Education. Education.
Education. Okay, I was going to say, what are they doing? What are we missing?
Education. American Indian, 58% or 58 cents on the dollar. And they say Native Hawaiians, 62% or 62 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
Another interesting statistic, I think, is that in some occupations, women collectively are receiving billions less than they would with equal pay.
Whoa.
For instance, women working as physicians or surgeons are paid $19 billion less annually than if they were paid the same as men in that occupation.
Oh my God.
So I have a couple of those numbers because I think it's very interesting. So according to a 2018 money census report by Elevest, which is a women's investing company, 83% of women said they believe that there is a gender gap. Only 61 of the men agree that there is.
Mm.
So we'll talk more. A defector on both the right and left have said that the wage gap is just a myth. It's concocted from skewed stats that don't account for hours of work and experience earned. While women on the whole might earn less, women aren't making less than men do for the same job. That's what some say, like I said, people that don't believe on the right or the left. Much of the wage gap can be explained by factors like occupational segregation, which I talked about, I mentioned before. Mm. And that's when work in a female-dominated field is valued less than work in a male-dominated field. And women's traditional role as unpaid caretakers and caregivers, this is according to a Pew Research Center.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a... I have some information from a director of the Institute for Women's Policy Research.
Mm-hmm.
She has said that she believes there's another element to men's disbelief. They don't want to believe they are benefiting from an unequal system, which would imply they'd been rewarded for more than just their own merits. But, you know, getting back to, you know, what you were talking about with the professional, like such as a physician, surgeon, so on and so forth, looking into this, that for many people, getting an MBA or going on and getting an advanced degree, a graduate work or a PhD or whatever, they always think of that as a bigger paycheck or a loftier position in the workplace.
Yeah.
But if you're a woman or a person of color, an advanced degree still does not mean equal pay or for equal work.
Mm.
And according to a nonprofit focus on helping women advance in business, their study said, this is from the Forte Foundation, they said that a woman by the name of Michelle has found that overall men and women of all races tend to see a 63% increase in a salary after they've earned an MBA. However, when comparing these salaries within that group in this particular study.
So men and women with MBAs, right?
They see their salary go up, you know. But the people in this particular group, right, that were studied in this study, compared their salaries within the group, okay?
Right.
And the women and people of color still received lower pay than their white male counterparts.
Wow.
Despite having an equivalent credentials.
That's why
we're talking about women economics, right?
So
how, as women, are we and people of color going to get to parity?
Yes.
How are we going to do that?
That's exactly
that.
Where I wanted to go. So what do we do?
Yes. Well, companies need to call managers out and make them responsible for ensuring that equitable positions are being made. And some people that looked at these studies, their response was they think companies need to have more intention. Like you said, set an intention. Have an intention around that.
Yeah.
As well as looking at the whole pipeline to see how women and minorities are progressing up the chain in an organization.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So they won't be lost. Okay? This study found that women and minorities that have a higher education, MBA, or, you know, more profession, like we talked about, for women, they actually experience less job satisfaction.
Women do?
Mm-hmm. That have these MBAs, that are physicians or are professionals with advanced degrees.
Do they know why?
They say that unhappiness is linked to the compensation of having little room for advancement in the workplace. But rather than addressing the pay gap with their boss or their manager, women often say, I have not taken action and do not intend to. They'll say, I just left the company. People have to be encouraged to do that, to say that I decided to leave my job because I wasn't paid the same as the male counterpart, and we had the exact same equivalent education or credentials or so on and so forth. Instead of standing up for yourself, says that how are we going to help collectively the women rise and underprivileged people or people of color or whatever, rise up to have equality.
Mm-hmm.
So to fix the problem, We have to make sure that we do everything we can to ensure a fair chance for women and minorities to advance in the companies. And if not, then the organizations will continue to lose diverse talent that we talked about before, right?
Yep.
Diverse talent. And rather than assuming the onus is on the candidate, they'll have to notice or take notice that they have a problem and they need to fix it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, I just want to say that Sally Krawcheck is the one that owns the Elevest Investing for Women.
Oh.
She's fantastic. She's phenomenal. You can find her on LinkedIn if you don't already know about her. Some of you may be investing with her, but she's wonderful. She has been a leader on Wall Street for many years, and she has tried to penetrate this inequality issue for years and years and years. And out of her own frustration, no matter how far she went up the ladder, she still found it to be everywhere she was in her professionally. So she decided that she'd start her own company.
I love that.